The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Well, now, Jess Kelly joins us to answer your tech questions. And before we get to the questions, Jess, Disney Plus has finally arrived in Ireland.
Yeah,
tell me more.
It is very exciting news for parents, but also for Star Wars fans right around the country. Disney Plus has finally arrived. It's available to download as an app on your phone, on your tablet. You can go to the website disneyplus.com and create an account. A few people have been messaging me on Twitter today to say they can't see the app. If that happens, do the old turn your phone off and on again. It just needs a bit of a refresh. It only became available at midnight tonight. So do a refresh and you will find it there. So the key details, what you need to know, it is $6.99 a month. You can subscribe to it for a month and then cancel thereafter if you wish. Or you can pay $69.99 for the year. You can have up to 4 devices watching at any one time, but you can have 7 different profiles. So if you do have a number of people living in the one household, or as the case with my family, everyone logging in the one account.
Okay, so 7 different profiles and 4 different devices can watch at the same time. So really, there's something for everyone in the audience at home.
Yeah,
no doubt about that.
There is. There's like
there's
a whole host of content. It's not just Disney. So it's Disney, Pixar, Marvel, National Geographic, and then Star Wars. So just don't be put off by the fact that it's Disney. This is not just the Disney movies. There's a whole host of stuff there.
Okay, and there's a deal done with Sky Q.
Yes.
Explain.
Yeah. So if you are a Sky Q customer, as is the case with Netflix and a few of the other different platforms, you can purchase a subscription through your Sky package and you'll be able to get it on your TV as well.
Okay. So lots of things to watch, and in the coming weeks and months of isolation, a good excuse to invest in something new. Streaming, and it'll keep the kids happy particularly, because they won't run out of Disney content anytime soon.
Exactly.
So there you are. Now, questions, Jess. In a home where someone is teleworking, would it help if all other non-residential wireless devices were switched off? I presume they're talking about your tablets and your mobile phones and all the rest of it.
Yes, every little helps, as they say. If you are working from home and if others are working in the same household, it is worth trying to prioritise, I suppose, who's doing what online. If you are working from home and somebody is downloading a 100 gig video game, as was the case in my home yesterday, you are fully entitled to give them a dirty look across the room and tell them to stop until your work is done. Anything that is, you know, consuming your internet connection while you are trying to get stuff done will slow you down. So do, as I say, just prioritize what gets done and when.
Could you ask Jess if she's any recommendations for a device or phone data package for a 79-year-old, no tech, no Wi-Fi, lives alone and wants to set up something to keep in touch?
This is one of the most common questions that I've received over the last 2 weeks. People are concerned about their parents and grandparents right around the country who may be isolated fully for the first time because of COVID-19. There are a few different things that you can do. If you go on, and actually just as I'm talking to you now, Pat, a statement has just arrived in from Currys PC World and Carphone Warehouse. They're shutting their stores as of today. So it's going to be harder to get your hands on technology, it would seem, from this statement. But if you could get your hands on something like the Alba Tab, which costs less than €100 from the likes of Argos. And if you download something like Skype or Google Hangouts or even WhatsApp, and you can do video calls in that way, they're very easy to do. And over the coming days here on newstalk.com, we will do guides and step-by-step tutorials on how to set these up. But an affordable tablet rather than a smartphone, because it's bigger, there's more real estate in the screen, it's easier to navigate. And then use one of those apps that I suggested.
Any word from Currys PC World about whether or not they're keeping open their online offering?
So I'm just scanning the statement, so I'll just read it because I'm trying to process as I talk. So it says, at Currys PC World and Carphone Warehouse, the health and safety of our 1,100 colleagues and our customers is our top priority. We've taken the decision today to close our 16 Currys PC World and 82 Carphone Warehouse stores across Ireland until further notice to help play our part in safeguarding the public. We would like to thank our customers and our colleagues for their support. In the meantime, we will continue to offer customers the best range of technology, consumer electronics, blah blah blah, on Currys PC World and CarphoneWarehouse.ie. So yes, you can still shop online on Currys.ie and CarphoneWarehouse.ie.
Okay, and I noticed Harvey Norman, certainly not so far are they shutting down. In fact, they're keeping open with new protocols to keep people safe and all the rest of it. Jess, our Chromecast works for 1 hour, but not the next. We've checked our phone settings, TV connections. We cannot see what's wrong. Any ideas?
That's very annoying. I would double check, and I know you said you've already done it, but firstly, the connection, it's obviously working. If it's working for 1 hour, then not for another. Check if the app, the Google Home app on your phone, needs to be updated in any way, shape or form. And then, you know, it's the old reliable. If you can try and get your phone to forget your Chromecast, re-add it onto your Wi-Fi network and then see if that works. Sometimes you just need to do a bit of a refresh.
Okay. Looking to get daughter, who's 12, her first phone. But while she's sensible, we'd like to get a suitable app to protect her online and, if necessary, monitor activity to keep her safe. That's from Brian.
Yeah, it's a very, very good decision to take. There are a number of ways you can do this. First off, when you are buying a phone, be that an iPhone or a Google phone, it's possible to set things up in restrictive modes, giving and limiting, I suppose, access to the device, to the child. Then what I would always recommend, I'd always probably recommend an Android phone to a child because firstly, they're cheaper than iPhones, but also you can associate the device with an account, a Gmail account that you control, so you can see what applications are on the phone. From there, there are a host of different applications that say they can help monitor the content on the phone. I haven't reviewed any of those myself, so I'd be reluctant to endorse any of them, but you can get something like the iKids modem, which plugs into your modem at home, and then you can again restrict access to certain applications if you so wish. But if anyone does have any recommendations based on usage for parental guidance applications, you can email patkenny@newstalk.com.
And we will certainly pass them on. A question for Jess. Should I bite the bullet and buy the S20 Ultra from Samsung?
Oh, good question.
You've been using it?
I have been using it now. I actually sent it back. I had it for a 3-week review period and I sent it back last week and I miss it terribly. Even though I'm back using the Note 10 Plus, which is a great phone, the camera on the S20 Ultra is unlike anything I have ever used. I also think it's a really good sized phone as well. So it's slightly bigger than, you know, the standard iPhone or whatever. But it's very expensive. If you're due an upgrade and if you're going to get it on bill pay rather than buying it outright, then I would say absolutely go for it.
Yeah. I've been using the S20 Plus 5G.
Oh, and how have you found it?
Great phone. Absolutely. Haven't been, because I'm working at home, you see, I haven't been able to check the old 5G on it yet. So that's my next, maybe I'll go motoring quietly and find 5G hotspots. Jess, I was let go last week. Can you recommend an affordable printer for CV and other such documents?
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. The good news is it's possible to get a very affordable printer. On next week's show, actually, as it happens, I've got two HP printers for review. But in the short term, HP and Canon are both great brands when it comes to printers. You should be able to get them from the likes of Currys PC World and Harvey Norman for less than €40. The key thing to watch out with these, and the reason I recommend brands like Canon and HP, is because the cartridges are widely available. Very often you can get a cheap printer but then never be able to replace the cartridges at an affordable cost. So I would stick to those brands that we know and that the cartridges would be widely available from.
Now, Jess, since you went into the studio, I've had a flood of questions about Disney.
Yes.
Do you have to pay for the movies on Disney like you do on Apple TV? That's from Tony.
No. So the way it works is that you pay your monthly subscription. So it's $6.99 or the annual subscription is $69.99. And for that, then you get the whole host of content. So you're not, there's no in-app purchases
no
or
extras.
Anything like that. It's just you're streaming it.
Please ask Jess why I can't see Disney Plus on my LG Smart TV or Apple TV. That's from Carla in Cork.
If it's a smart TV, it should appear. So if you go on to, and this I think applies for any smart TV, if you turn on your TV, go to your menu, go to your settings, go to apps, it should appear. If not, go in and just see if there's any software refresh or anything like that due for your TV, because I've tried it on a few devices this morning and it has appeared. It just could be a case that you might have to go looking for it.
Yeah, we have the same question. My telly, a Sharp Aquos, can't get it on that at the moment.
If it's a smart TV, it should appear in the store, in the app store now or before long. Again, give it a bit of a refresh. If not, and for anyone who doesn't have a smart TV, you can go down the route of getting a Chromecast, which is around €39, and stream from your phone, bounce it onto the telly and watch it that way.
And is the quality as good? I mean, are you getting the same amount of information from your phone via Chromecast onto the screen? Do you get the same quality?
Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't noticed a lag at all. I think I've said this to you before, Pat. I have a smart TV at home and I rarely go in through the TV interface. The 99% of the time would go in through the app on my phone and stream it through my Chromecast. Also worth noting, I've been watching, I think, like the rest of the country, a fair bit of Netflix over the last little while. And I haven't noticed a huge drop in the quality. Do you remember the other day we were talking about the reduction? I haven't noticed anything worth writing from home about. So although it's going to make a huge difference in the back end and to those working right around Europe trying to get online, from a user point of view anyway, I haven't had a bad experience at all.
A final question, same sort of question again from Una. I signed up for Disney Plus, but I have a Samsung Smart TV older than 2016. How do I access it on the telly?
It should appear, so 2016, you should have the App Store. So again, if you go into the settings on your TV, try and find apps, and if it doesn't automatically appear, you should be able to search for it. So there should be a little store icon. So if you search in Disney Plus, and hopefully it will appear. Look, we're still only 12 hours into day one of the launch, so there may be some teething issues, but if you still can't find it by tomorrow, do text in again and I will get on to Disney and try and find out.
Okay, because in the United States, they had teething problems, I think, for the first 2 weeks or thereabouts. So presumably they've ironed most of those out, so they won't recur. But you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. Jess, thank you very much for joining us. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. And I've no doubt we'll hear more from Jess during the week. But that's all we have time for today. If you want to hear more from the show, download the News Talk app. My thanks to our team, editor Emer Bradley, producers Jess Kelly, the aforementioned, and Owen Brennan, researchers Sheaf Mulqueen and John Casey. Anne-Marie Kane was broadcast assistant, and Cormac McDonough on sound. But next up, Lunchtime Live with Susan Keogh.